iOwn Radio Network, the world's conscious broadcasting network. Live on iTunes and archived on iHeartRadio. The voice of consciousness. And now, join Shea Parker's Best of the Best, offering celebrity guests, lively discussions, hot topics, free psychic readings, and expert guest hosts. Simply the best in spiritual and metaphysical talk radio. Listen live on your phone or device using our universal mobile player. No app needed. Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Find out more at bestamericanpsychics.com.
Folks, and welcome to tonight's show. This is your host, Shea Parker, on Best of the Best. I want to thank everybody for tuning in with us. It's been a little while since I have hosted because we have so many guest hosts, but I'm very, very happy to be here tonight. And, gosh, we're rounding out January already. I cannot believe I don't even know where 2016 went. I'm still writing 2016 on everything. So here we are almost in February of 2017. So I hope everybody's had a great year thus far. I know I certainly have, and I can also tell you that my guest tonight certainly has. We're going to hop into that here. We've got a very quick hour, so I want to jump right into the show. My guest this evening is no stranger to Ohm Times Radio. She is certainly no stranger to Ohm Times, having graced the cover, actually, of Ohm Times last year. She is an intuitive psychic medium. She also teaches spiritual psychic assessments. She is an animal communicator as well, and she does actually a whole conglomeration of great stuff that we're going to get into here on the show. She has been seen on ABC, CBS, Fox, MSN, NBC, and WBZ News Networks. Try saying that six times fast. Anyway, she's also been featured on Sixth Sense and Beyond. And without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and welcome her to the show tonight. Everybody, give a warm virtual welcome to Deborah Livingston. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Shay. How are you? Happy New Year.
I am doing great. Yeah, I know. It's like we're so behind the times. Happy New Year, and it's already – I cannot believe it's February in a week. My gosh. I don't know where it goes. So, anywho, let me give a shout-out to your website. Everybody out there listening, Debbie can be found at deblivemedium.com. That's D-E-B as in boy, L-I-V as in Victor, medium.com. So I'll be giving that out a few times throughout the show this evening, but just wanted you to be able to browse on over there just in case you want to join us online with her, you know, during the show. So tonight we are going to actually be talking to Debs about what it's like to be a professional psychic medium, but to also juggle that with quote-unquote real life, you know, boring life, regular normal life, whatever you want to call it, whatever your trade for it is, there's certainly a difference between the two worlds of being, you know, a mom, a business owner, a husband or a wife or a sister or a brother or whatever the case may be. But then also being a professional psychic medium and kind of walking in the spirit world. So I wanted to talk to you about that tonight, Debs, because I know that you've been doing this work for a very long time. I know you're very highly trained in this, you know, line of work. But I kind of want to, I guess, get down to back to the basics, so to speak, for our listeners out there who may not have any sense of what it is like for you as a professional psychic medium to walk in both worlds and how that affects, you know, just your everyday life. So if you could maybe just jump right in and start us off on how this whole thing works for you.
Okay, well, first of all, it is two worlds, and you don't want to be in both at the same time.
Exactly.
You know, it's all energy, and we are all spirits, eternal spirits. We're here visiting the earth world, and we're in human form. So therefore, we have to take time and be human, experience human life, human emotions, relationships, connections, adversities, good times, bad times. And you can't be having your energy blended with the spirit world when you're trying to do that. So, and spirit knows that.
Can you elaborate on that? Can you explain to our listeners why someone out there who doesn't know anything about this might be thinking, well, why? What's the big deal? Don't mediums and psychics walk around all the time reading people? And you know, we get that question a lot. I mean, I know as the founder of Best American Psychics, we often hear, oh, I'm afraid to have a psychic as a friend because I don't want them reading me. I don't want them, you know, and that's a very common question.
Oh, so. You know, you brought me back to basics here. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You know, I've evolved, so I always forget about that stuff. I'm sorry. Well, you know, I think the reason I forgot about it is because I have such control over it now. Mm-hmm. I'm in control. Not the spirit world, not the energy of another person. And so I would never, first of all, tap into somebody's energy without their permission. That's just a big no-no.
Exactly.
I know it has been seen on television, but that's exactly what it is television. You tap into the spirit world. It's an invitation. You pick up the telephone and you call, and if they want to answer, they will. If they don't, they won't. And it's an intention. I set my intention to invite the spirit world into my world. And when I'm, you know, not using that intention or control, I stay within my world here on Earth.
Okay. And I mean, I know where you're coming from because, you know, I kind of like live in this world with you guys every day, even though I'm not a psychic medium or whatever. I work with you guys every day. So I totally get it. But can you explain the importance to our listeners as to why the differentiation is so critical that you're not sort of like walking through the grocery store and quote-unquote walking with spirit at the same time?
Okay, there's two reasons. One, if you are tuning in to another person or persons in the supermarket with you, it's a major invasion of privacy. It would be the same thing as if you broke into their home. So you just don't do it. I'm very fanatic about that. I mean, I would never. Yeah, no. I have a very serious problem with anybody who does that. Second of all, you have to have self-control because you also have to protect your own energy.
Exactly.
I'll give an example. You know, and it's not always. You know, we're very limited as spirits in human form. Sometimes for me, it can be difficult, not as much as it used to be when I was a child, but I think where it's most difficult for me is large gatherings. I don't enjoy it. I've learned to not like it. But if there's a concert I want to go to or an event, I just say to myself, okay, you know, and their energy is going to overlap with mine doesn't mean I need to absorb it in any way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's about, you know, intention is a powerful thing. It's a thought. It's also energy. So you put it out there and hopefully it works with practice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, coming back to a lot of practice. Yeah. It's very rare now where I'll have the lasting effects of being in a big crowd. Well, simply because I don't put myself there. Airports and I don't get along.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because you're kind of stuck there. You have to do it.
It's too much.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to take a break here in about a minute and a half or so, but I want to sort of expand upon that for our listeners as far as I know that a lot of people come to us because you know how it is. I mean, we get a lot of questions through the site and through, you know, email and stuff, and there are a lot of people out there who may believe that they are receiving psychic messages and such, and you know, very possibly are, or contact from spirit, but they are almost troubled by it to the point of, you know, they won't leave me alone. It's more sort of traumatic to them and troubling to them because they don't really understand A, what's happening, and B, you know, the boundaries that need to be established. So when we come back from break, I know you can't answer that in 30 seconds. When we come back from break, I want to expand a bit upon that to potentially help any listeners out there who may feel that there is contact from spirit coming to them, but they don't really understand how to deal with that, for one, and secondly, integrate that into their, you know, into their daily lives. So when we get back from break, folks, we're going to talk a little bit more with intuitive psychic medium Deborah Livingston. She can be found at deblivemedium.com. Check it out during the break, and we will be right back. Stay tuned. Parker.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart. While you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Hi, this is Shea Parker, founder of BestAmericanPsychics.com. If you are a professional psychic or medium and are looking for a group of like-minded individuals that are truly supportive of one another, Best American Psychics is the place for you. Or if you're not a psychic, but you're in need of guidance regarding love, money, career, and more, please visit our directory. Each psychic is double tested and approved for accuracy, professionalism, ethics, and more. BestAmericanPsychics.com, a new league of professional psychics.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket, but it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place, and then they act so surprised when I find them, but I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Shea Parker, Best of the Best. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this evening. We have a special guest with us tonight, intuitive psychic medium Deborah Livingston. She can be found at deblivemedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V as in Victor, medium.com. And before the break, we're actually sort of delving into tonight's topic, which is what it's like to live as a professional psychic medium and also juggle your everyday life, you know, mom, wife, sister, brother, husband, whatever the case may be. And we actually had sort of touched
a little bit on, you know, the differences between walking in this quote-unquote earthly life versus the spirit world, because as a psychic medium, Deb has the capability of, you know, communication with both worlds. So the question that I was sort of raising before we went to break was, for those of you out there that are listening that may feel that you have spirit knocking, so to speak, and kind of trying to reach out to you, and you feel that you are able to communicate with spirit, but it is interfering with your daily life to the point of almost being you know, disruptive or perhaps even frightening. I wanted Debs to be able to shine some light on that, because it is a question that we get quite frequently. So, Debs, how would you advise someone who is in that particular situation?
Well, the first thing I would say is don't keep it to yourself. As a child growing up, I was lucky enough to have a grandmother whom I didn't see that all often, but she had it. But far as being at home and being able to have somebody to talk to, I didn't. Nowadays, look for someone who's already had the experiences to help walk and guide you through it. So it's best to tell and ask for help with it. And it's basically inexperience of how to control the energy. It's all about control. You're always in control. They can't control you. And it can be frightening if you don't know what to do or why it's happening. Most of the time, we all have the ability. I should have started that right from the start. But some of us, it gets veiled for different reasons throughout you know, living and evolving throughout your life. But it's those who I think probably are chosen as well to remain open to receive. So they could, you know, could walk into that grocery store and be bombarded with everybody's energy and what they're thinking. Yeah. And it's practice.
Yeah.
It has to be shut off.
You say, okay, well, so let me... I have a question, a follow-up question on that. So when you say they could walk into, like, a supermarket and know what everybody's thinking, are you referring to the people that are in, like, the quote-unquote living that are here in the grocery store, like, shopping? Or do you mean spirit, you know what they're thinking? Like, you know, you're next to somebody and then you're picking out, you know, almond milk or whatever, and then their deceased grandmother is right next to you. You know, is that what... in other words, I guess I'm trying to understand, like, a day in the life of a psychic medium. If, well, I know you have very strong boundaries, but for someone out there who does have these sort of walk-ins, and for those of you listening who don't know what a walk-in is, it's just sort of someone who is able to see spirit, and the spirit literally just sort of walks in without, as Debs was referring to, permission, or without a firm boundary being there between, hey, it's okay, come on in now, I can talk to you, versus just sort of pushing their way in. So for folks like that, Deb, what do you, in other words, how would someone, I know you have to get training, but if they didn't have training, are there just sort of tips and tricks that they could say, hey, you know, back off? Like, how does that work?
Well, to be honest, we're talking about two things here, because it is two separate energies. So our spirits here on the earth, we have the same spiritual energy, but we're here. So that would be on a psychic level. Connecting my spirit with, for instance, if you came for me for a reading, it would be our energies blending. Whereas if this was the spirit in the spirit world, it would be my energy blending with that spirit. So there's a saying that goes, every medium is psychic, but not every psychic is a medium, because they don't necessarily have that ability to connect with the spirit that's in the spirit world. Having said that, it can be very confusing for somebody. I've been with colleagues before who are being put in a moment, a heavy disciplined moment by a tutor, and they've actually gotten lost themselves reading someone and actually pulling the information from the sitter as opposed to getting it from the spirit world. So there's a fine line right there to know what you've got. Now, if you're positive, it's about that control again. You just simply, you're in control. You say, I'm not interested in having you here. I'm sorry. I respect you, but you have to go now. It's simple as that. Mm-hmm. My daughter, for instance, they will. Yes, you have to be. You have to be firm. Mm-hmm. You have to be firm. My daughter had the problem when she was a sophomore in college, and she kept calling me. And they're moving my bed. They're talking to me. They won't leave me alone. And I said, well, just tell them to stop. And it went on for about 6 months, and she just kept practicing to tell them to stop, and it did. But then as far as going in, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go. No, go ahead. Finish. I can save my question.
The bit about being able to constantly feel the empath part, about constantly being able to feel another's emotions or thoughts or just feeling their energy, that can be hard. It can. Again, it's about control. And you know, I'm sure many people listening, they do know that our energy it's called an aura, and you can push it out by thought and you can pull it in by thought. By pulling it in, just imagining it being pulled all the way back tight to your body, that is a protective right there. You can protect yourself from having to deal with that.
Huh. Okay.
It's about learning. If people are having problems, if they're experiencing this and they don't know what to do, you got to contact somebody who has experienced it, and hopefully they're be kind enough to guide you through it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, and you know, there are classes and courses out there that, you know, people can look into certainly for that. Or, you know, another good option for someone like that who may be out there listening to this and thinking, gosh, you know, this sounds like me, and what should I do about it? You know, you could always book just a reading with someone such as, you know, Deborah Livingston, because, you know, if your guides come together and, you know, Deb picks up on the fact that, hey, you've got this ability and people are coming in and they're trying to talk to you, you know, you could get further guidance that way as well, as far as, you know, where to go, what to do, how to proceed with your life. So, you know, you can at least open the door and, like Deb said, share it with someone, and then in hopes of getting future guidance on that. So,
absolutely.
You know,
and that's one of the things that I do is spiritual mentorship.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all that they can find on your website. And guys, if you're ladies and gentlemen, I should say, if you're just out there tuning in, I am talking this evening with intuitive psychic medium Deborah Livingston. Her website is deblivemedium.com, and you can get information about the services that Deb offers. If you are out there and you're feeling like a lot of this resonates with you, or even some of it, or maybe none of it does, and you just really want a great reading, you can contact us for that as well. But tonight's topic is, you know, what it's like to live a life as a professional psychic and also kind of juggle your everyday life. So we will have to take another break here in about 2.5 minutes or so. But what I'd like to do, Deb, when we come back from break, is I would like to talk to you about your friends and family, how you integrate this, or how you sort of juggle what you do with friends and family and all the responsibilities that come along with, you know, being a mom, being in a relationship, all that, and what their thoughts are on this and sort of how it affects their lives. You know, I can sort of imagine being a kid and, like, having a sleepover, and the person says, you know, your friends say, hey, what does your mom do? And you're like, well, she talks to dead people. You know, so I'm just very curious to learn how that, you know, how you've dealt with that throughout the years. So we'll talk about that when you come back from break, because I think our listeners would really find that to be interesting. I mean, I know I do. I'm looking forward to learning the responses of, you know, like, what's that look like? Mom is on sixth sense, so it's pretty cool stuff. So anyway, when we get back from break, folks, we're gonna be, you know, talk more about it. So don't go away. I want you to stay tuned. But in the meantime, while we're on break, feel free to go to Deb's website, which is www.deblivemedium.com. That's D-E-B as in boy, L-I-V as in Victor, medium.com. And there's all sorts of great stuff on her website. She's got a web store on there, and you can read all about her phenomenal testimonials, which I can say, as the owner and founder of Best American Psychics, she has received our Fabulous Feedback Award for 2 years in a row, and there's a reason for that. It's because she has the most positive reviews out of any psychic on the directory. 5-star reviews, guys. So you cannot beat Debs as a client favorite out there. The numbers speak for themselves. So feel free to go to her testimonials page, check out her services page. When we come back, we're going to find out what it's like to be a family member of a professional psychic medium. So stay tuned, folks. We will be right back after the break. This is Shea Parker, best of the best.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Spiritual. Metaphysical. Green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Hi, this is Vicki Snyder, the Everyday Mystic Angel. What's that, you ask? Well, it's an angel with a down-to-earth edge. And you can catch me live every fourth Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Best of the Best. Learn more about me and my services at www.vickisnyder.com. That's V-I-C-K-I-S-N-Y-D-E-R.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Shea Parker, best of the best. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. If you're just joining us this evening, my guest is intuitive psychic medium Deborah Livingston. She can be found directly at deblivemedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com. So this evening, we have been speaking about life as a professional psychic, and also if you are out there and you feel that you may have psychic abilities, or you may be able to communicate with spirit, or you are communicating with spirit, and they're getting a little bit overwhelming, We did share some tips and tricks this evening about how to sort of combat that in your life, or not really combat it, but you know, handle it. So if you did miss the earlier portion of the show, I invite you to listen to this in the archived version, which I believe will be up on the Ohm Times Radio website tomorrow under the Best of the Best show page. So please do feel free to listen to it in archived version. But right now we are at our we have a pretty good amount of time left, so we're gonna get into speaking to Debs about her family life and what it's like for her, you know, her family members and friends to live with or be friends with, or, you know, have a spouse or have a mother or have an aunt or whatever as a professional psychic medium, and how that affects their lives. So, Debs, can you elaborate on what it's like for your family to, to you know, have you do this very unique calling?
Well, they're, as you can probably imagine, they're pretty used to it. I mean, it's there, it's been there, and, you know, as I said, my nan had it, and I was lucky enough to have her till I was about 14, and then I was on my own. Mm-hmm. But no, you know, my husband at first, he was skeptical, but didn't take him long to figure out that it was definitely a gift, if you will, that I was able to hold on to. And it doesn't surprise them, you know. Sometimes I know when my dad is surrounding me, I smell cigarette smoke, and I'll look over and I'll say, "You smell cigarette smoke?" And if he says no, I'm positive, you know, that's who's surrounding me. And he just goes back to reading his, you know, iPad or whatever it is he's doing, and says, "Oh, you know," says hello to my father, and it's pretty normal. It's all I've ever known. Mm-hmm. You know, my daughter is used to it. You know, she's an adult now, and she comes across, she's got friends that have lost friends and, you know, maybe a parent. She always says, you know, my mom can help you. And she's actually sent a few of her friends to me for readings.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, when I meet somebody new, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, so, like, when they were little kids and stuff coming up, you know, I can imagine you being like at a PTA meeting and somebody says, "Well, what do you do for a living?" You know, I mean, how did that go? Because the psychic world, and it's still to this day, yes, it's much more accepted nowadays than it was before, but, you know, you're talking 20, 30 years ago, it was a pretty taboo subject, as you well know. So
exactly, and that's why I went to college and studied architecture, and I had a real job when my daughter was little, and I still had this, which all my adults around me knew, but I did not discuss it with my daughter. I did when she started having experiences. But, you know, far as her having to explain at the age of, you know, 5, 6, and 7 what her mom did, she didn't have that burden. She didn't have that burden.
Okay. Well, that's helpful. Because I often wonder, you know, nowadays, I mean, it is more accepted, you know, thanks to, of course, you know, you've got the really big, I mean, Lisa Williams several years ago had the TV shows, and of course John Edwards and James Van Praagh and John Holland, you know, and then the Long Island Medium, all these, it's much more prevalent these days than it was, you know, back then. But I still would imagine that if you've got young kids coming up in the world today, you know, even today's day and age, if you say, "Hey, yeah, I'm, you know, you're there baking, you know, cookies for the school, you know, whatever, PTA meeting or something," and people start talking, "Well, what do you do?" Well, I communicate with dead people. I mean, it's, I would imagine that, that's still a bit difficult, you know, and there are some circles.
Oh, it absolutely is. But I wasn't doing it like full time. Granted, it was still there. And, you know, I used it in different methods to help through life. At the same time, if I came upon a like-minded person, it's kind of like you look at them silently and say, oh, I know you. You know me, and I know you. Then you can start having that conversation, you know.
Yeah.
So it wasn't ignored. It was just carefully observed first. Right.
Correct. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, what about now? I mean, here we are. We're in 2017. You are a pro. This is what you do. This is, you know, there's no holes barred. You're out there. You're doing it. So, I mean, when you meet new people, is this something that you kind of just sort of wait and you assess the situation before you come right out with it? Or is it just something that you're like, hey, I'm here and this is what it is?
I have nothing to hide, but I'll know beforehand if it's a place to go, and if it is, go, you know, with pleasure. But at the same time, I'll never hide it, and no, I would never
do that. Okay.
I would just switch the conversation because I don't have to prove it to anybody. You either believe or you don't, and it's not up to me to convince.
No.
It's their path to come upon, you know, the spiritual energy.
So let's talk about that a little bit. What do you do with, I mean, how do you feel about skeptics? I know some psychics are out there, and they're like, I love skeptics. That's my most favorite person, you know. And then others are like, oh, gosh, if you're skeptic, I just forget it, you know. So what is your feeling on that?
I like the kind of skeptic that is got a curiosity factor because I have had skeptics come into a demonstration / gallery, and they'll sit there and you'll have somebody for them, and they'll just sit there with their arms folded and roll their eyes until produce something that really hits a chord, and then, bam, they're a believer. And I've actually had clients come to me and not tell me they were a skeptic until I actually read it in a testimonial somewhere. I know I've got a couple.
Oh, wow.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I what I won't do is ever get in a debate with somebody because it's just, you know, it's their right to have an opinion, and I have to respect that. I have a sister-in-law who refuses to allow me to talk about it, so I respect that.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing. It's so hard. I mean, I do the same thing. I'm not a practicing, you know, I'm not a psychic or a medium or anything like that, but I still, to be honest with you, I mean, sometimes people ask me, they're like, well, what do you do for a living? And I mean, I'll be perfectly blunt. I don't lead with the fact that I own and operate an internet directory of psychics, because you don't, I mean, sometimes you don't know how people are going to, you know, it's a shame that there is still so much judgment there, because there was at one time, you know, if you said the word psychic, my gosh, it was looked upon as, oh, they're all just shysters, they're con artists, they're this, you know, and so it kind of got a bit of a negative connotation to it just because people abused you know, the true gift. They used and abused it as a money-making scheme, you know, essentially. And it there were some genres in which it did get a bad rap. So, you know, I just think that now we're making great strides to, you know, to change the outlook and to have more open-mindedness out there in the world when it comes to psychic ability. So, you know, I love chatting with you about this kind of stuff because you've been doing it for so long, you know, that you've seen kind of the continuum of where it was and where it is now. So, have you noticed?
Well, I think it's such an opportunity to have the guidance from the spirit world, and I feel an obligation with pleasure to help educate those who are willing to want to know and learn more.
Yeah.
We are moving into that more and more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It's fascinating how many people.
But I will say, you also got to be careful. I've had a couple of people, one here in the States and actually one in Australia, say they were going to come and take me off the earth, so to speak. And that can be a little scary.
It is. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you have your, for lack of a better term, haters out there that are not. It's you know, it's something to consider. So, and, you know, we can delve a little bit more into that. We're going to have to take our final break of the evening here in just a minute. But, folks, again, I am with intuitive psychic medium Deborah Livingston this evening. Her website is deblivemedium.com. You can learn all about her there. And, you know, she's got all sorts of services and stuff that I think would certainly be worth a look because she absolutely is a very, very highly rated psychic on our site, bestamericanpsychics.com. If you'd like to check her out there, she is an award-winning psychic. She's been featured on the cover of Bowman Times and many other media outlets. So there's our happy little commercial music. So folks, stay tuned. We're going to be right back after the break with Deb Livingston. So don't go away, and we'll catch you after the break.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn to spot a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. I'm Paul George. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, folks. Welcome back to tonight's show. This is your host, Shay Parker on Best of the Best. I want to thank all of our listeners this evening. I hope you've enjoyed the show thus far. I know I certainly have. But again, folks, if you didn't catch the entire show or you had to tune out for some reason, please do just check us out tomorrow or really any other time. The show will be archived. You can find us on the Best of the Best show page tomorrow on omtimes.com. And, you know, you can pick us up right where you left off or start all over again. So Anyway, my guest this evening is intuitive psychic medium Deborah Livingston. She can be found at deblivemedium.com if you'd like to check out her website. And this evening we have been discussing life as a professional psychic in comparison to your everyday life, you know, and sort of juggling the two worlds, so to speak, because they really are, I guess, two separate worlds. They come together quite frequently, more frequently than we're probably even aware of as we walk this earthly plane. So before the break, we were talking a little bit about, you know, the folks that are out there that are naysayers that don't necessarily believe or support psychic gifts. And, you know, Debs, you were starting to go into where a couple of people have been a bit less than welcoming to about what you do, and, you know, to the point of they've actually issued, you know, warnings or threats or whatever you want to call them as, you know, warning you to stop doing what you're doing. And that's one aspect of this business. To our people that are listening out there, you know, sometimes we'll get people that are writing in saying you're doing the devil's work or something like that. And, you know, that always frustrates me so much because I see how hard the people on Best American Psychics work to truly walk that spiritual path. And really all they want to do is help people. You know, now there are people out there who are con artists, and you do have to certainly be aware of that. So, Debs, can you shed some light on, you know, sort of what it's like from your perspective when someone comes to you and they feel that strongly that, you know, what you're doing is wrong, and you sort of get the fire and brimstone type of attitude? I mean, how do you handle that on you know, from your perspective?
Well, from experience, I've learned to set boundaries. I have a lot of social media, and I do it for inspiration, mostly for my worldwide followers. And I'm pretty clear on those different media outlets that foul language, negative comments, stalking, anything of that nature will result in me kindly asking you to remove it. Failure to do so, I will remove it. The people that want to be there for having daily inspiration for their lives, you never know who's going through what, do not need to see that type of behavior. And
right.
If I'll give them a second chance. If it's done again, they will be removed and banned for good. I mean, I've had somebody literally chase me through life, writing nasty reviews on my book on Amazon, chasing me through email, my telephone, and, you know, it came to the point where I had to call, you know, the police for help. And it's not a fun
wow.
thing, but I don't understand it. I can't wrap my mind around it, because if you're not interested, why seek out the social medias? Why seek out people that do something that you don't believe in? So I that's why I've learned to set boundaries right from the get-go to try and prevent it.
Yeah.
A for my followers, but also for myself.
Yeah. Well, did you know the person, or were they just randomly targeting?
No, I didn't know. No, I didn't know. It was a gentleman from Australia, and his sister, who actually lived here in the States.
Wow.
I don't know why they
that
were doing
crazy.
It, but yeah, it can be that. You know, this is our world, and as we're all here, you know, you, myself, and other light workers and healers to try and make it a better place. And unfortunately, the reality is there are some out there that are troubled, and perhaps mm-hmm. we need to feel a little bad for them. They're probably the ones that need the most attention and help. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if they're going to harm another with words or demonstration of actions, I can't be part of that. It's not fair.
Mm-mm, no. No, it certainly is not. And chances are, if they are that disturbed, so to speak, that you can't, you know, you can't really reason with that anyway. So it's kind of out of your hands. And they need help beyond what you know, what certain people are qualified to give. So that yeah. I follow you on that.
Yeah, but it also comes down to sending them some, you know, healing from afar, and also having that open-mindedness to know that there's a belief there, and I also have to respect that.
Mm-hmm. So indeed, that's true. That's a very good point.
Respect it and let it go.
Yeah. No, that makes sense because, you know, everybody does have their own belief system. But I agree with you. You know, I mean, I may not necessarily agree with someone else's belief system, but that doesn't mean I'm going to hunt them down. And, you know, I mean, there's a bit of a difference there. So I don't know. But you know what? The good news is, by and large, I mean, I would say out of everybody that you have dealt with over the years, thousands of people, I mean, you might get less than 1% of the, you know, people like that. And everybody else is, you know, they are singing your praises from literally sea to shining sea. So, you know, you have to definitely give yourself some credit for that and give Spirit some credit for that because you guys have done literally an amazing job. I just, it's really,
oh,
really
absolutely.
Good. Yeah, it's, and I know from your testimonials that you have people all over the world that you've touched their lives in such a profound way that they can't even begin to thank you. You know, I always say that you can't put a price on the work that you do because to me it's priceless, you know. To me, you know, what you are able to do to bring through someone that has crossed over and is seemingly inaccessible to us here on earth, you know, that are still on this earthly physical plane. You know, just to be able to make that contact to a departed loved one there are just no words. It's so incredibly valuable that, I mean, it's just mind-blowing. So, you know, I want to give you literally a collective thank you from all the people out there that you help on a daily basis with doing that because I know how many lives you touch. It's, you know, it's really fantastic what you do and all the work that you've put into it and all the training. And I really think that, you know, you need to give yourself a pat on the back for that because you've gone above and beyond with the work that you've put into this calling. So
I humbly accept that. And you know, I'm actually feel grateful to be allowed to do this work. It's sacred work.
Wow.
I don't like to take the credit because it's the work for Spirit. They work through me for the good of serving people here on Earth. But I appreciate that. I honestly, Shay, I am fulfilled every single day. Every single reading I do, I either get off the phone or walk a client to the door or off Skype or however, whatever means or media it's conducted through. And I feel wonderful. I get something from each reading as well. So I have to thank the spirit world and the clients for allowing me and inviting me into their energy and world to do this for them, but it's for me too.
Yeah. Yeah, very.
And you're right. There is no price tag.
No, there truly is not. And it's a beautiful gift on all levels to be able to give and to receive and to take part in. So, you know, it's really just phenomenal. So, oh Lord. Anyway, we are at the top of the hour. I don't know where the time goes when we do these shows. It just flies so fast. So,
we just started.
I know, it's been a whole hour. Nuts. But it's already at the top of the hour, which means we've got to say goodbye for now to everybody. But I just want to thank you so much for joining me this evening. It's been a great show. I think, we really covered some great stuff for our listeners out there. And again, folks, if you didn't catch the show or you had technical difficulties or whatever, you can pick us up in archived version. We're found on all sorts of places out there, SoundCloud, Podbean, Home Times Radio, there's a whole list of places that you can find the archived show, but the easiest is just right on Home Times Radio, Best of the Best show page. And so, folks, my guest tonight, Deborah Livingston, deadlivemedium.com. Don't forget to check her out. Everybody, take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. This is Shay Parker and Deb Livingston signing out.
Thank you, Shay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for Shay Parker's Best of the Best. Be sure to tune in next week for more lively discussion topics. Have a great week, and don't forget to check out bestamericanpsychics.com in case you need some professional, ethical, and accurate psychic advice from the nation's best psychics. Until next week, take care of yourselves and one another.